Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
All right, this was Shelly on Friday's show telling us that this was going to be a pretty epic weekend for her.
Well, my grandmother, she told me a story about 6 years ago that my mother, that there was a secret about my mother that she would never reveal. Over the last year or so, this has really eaten at me wanting to know what the big secret was about my mother. So I confronted my father with it about 6 months ago and asked him. My father did tell me that he did hear a story years ago that my mother had a baby with her first husband and that she had given up to him because he was born club-footed. Since then, over the last couple months, it's been weighing very heavy on my heart. And then last week, I opened a fortune cookie, and it said, ask your mother. So this weekend, I'm prepared to ask my mother, do I have another sibling?
So that was Shelly on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Did that sound voice disguised?
I don't think
so. Don't think so.
No.
It was not. Okay.
It was nope. Yep. Right. Negatory.
Hey Shelly, how did the weekend go? What'd you find out?
I didn't find anything over the weekend, but I did this morning. My mother came to my house and the first opportunity for me to confront her. And she did deny it. She did not get very emotional, which made me think that she was probably telling the truth. However, she added a whole new twist to the situation because now the fingers pointed at my father. She said that he had an affair on her when she was pregnant with her second-to-last baby, and that was back in 1975, and that the woman by the name of Carol then moved off to California and had a son by my father.
Mm. Oh.
Carol from California.
Okay, so
yes.
So there is
so now,
a half-sibling.
So now I supposedly do have a brother, but not by her.
But from your dad.
Dad.
Hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
Are you going to pursue that as well?
I think I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So who now I have a whole nother confrontation.
Yeah. Who do you believe more? Your mom?
I believe my mother more.
Okay.
I got to be honest, I'm trying to connect with everybody else that we're going to have on, so I missed the whole first part of this conversation. What happened?
Her father had the affair and had a child out of wedlock.
Oh.
Not
with another woman.
So gotcha.
She has a half-sibling.
Okay.
But it's from dad, not mom.
Wow.
It's what mom says, and she believes mom more.
And then you said
I believe mom, but I still don't know what the deep secret about my mother was that my grandmother wanted to reveal to me.
Boy, that's going to drive you crazy.
Yes, and is also driving my mother crazy this morning.
What do you
I
love?
Think you need to get another fortune cookie. Because that led you in the right direction the first time
it
around.
Maybe you need to say, ask your father.
Yes. Yeah, if you're going to give a deep, dark secret upon your deathbed, just say it. You know, just say it.
About it.
The clock is ticking.
Don't ask other people or ask your mom
Melissa,
or dad. Just say it.
Something I've always wanted to tell you.
Ask your mama.
Yeah, this isn't a movie. James Cameron's not in that room with you. All right, Shelly.
Well, see, the way my family is, too, though, my aunts and uncles, everyone, there's just so much drama in my family that I couldn't understand how anyone could keep such a secret like that.
Every family's got a secret.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you dig deep in your own family, everybody, there's something that mm-hmm. happened that everybody, yeah, I think everybody's got a secret.
And in
yeah,
a lot of cases,
you're
just better off not knowing.
But it
right.
might be really cool to get to know your half-sibling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that might be really a good thing.
Opens
well,
up all the world.
And I'm not close to any of my other siblings that my biological, between my mother and my father, we're just all so totally different that it's like I don't have any brothers or sisters. So for me, it's a really big deal if I do have another sibling out there, we may be able to connect.
Right.
Very cool.
Chinese takeout tonight.
I know.
Fortune cookies.
I was like, what?
Yeah. Chinese fire drill tomorrow.
Thank you for giving us the update.
Ancient
good
Chinese
luck, Shelly.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Torque. This was Carolyn on Friday.
I'm actually meeting a half-brother that I haven't seen since he was an infant, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Wow, that'll be
yeah.
cool.
Well, my parents got divorced when I was really, really, really young, probably about 3 or 4 years old, and my dad got primary custody of me, and my mom had a sibling after the fact, and I remember him vaguely from when I was that age, but he lives up in Jersey, and I live down here now, so mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'll be meeting him for the first time, and he's 21 years old.
So that was exciting. Let's see how it went. Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Great.
Good.
So what happened?
Well, it didn't happen.
Oh, no.
Bummer.
Well, apparently, when he first got with me on the idea of him coming through and meeting me, he was actually at work at the time. He works evening. So he was texting me, and it seemed kind of funny to me that he'd be coming down I-85 in the first place from New Jersey. So I did ask him, which way are you coming down? And I asked him, are you coming down I-85? And he goes, yeah. I don't know if he doesn't know which road's what. I don't know. He ended up coming down I-95. So by the time I found out about it on Sunday morning, it was way too late to actually drive out that way to meet up with him.
Oh, what a bummer.
He's actually coming back up this weekend. We are way all over it this time, and we are pretty much either I'm going to go out that way and meet up with him somewhere around Savannah, or he's going to detour up this way through on 85 and head up.
Okay,
that's awesome. Good.
It's still going to happen, but it's got to be a little disappointing because I'm so fired up about it, right?
I didn't actually find out about it until, like, he was talking about, oh, yeah, I'm in South Carolina, blah, 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 where you want to meet? You know, like, we're already, like, in the process of planning it, and he ends up coming out with the fact that, oh, I'm about 70 miles from Savannah. I'm like, what? That's not the right way. It's not the right... Where are you coming from? What road are you on? And he comes out with I-95. I'm like, oh.
Everybody thinking the Northerners think George is like, you know, 50 miles by 50 miles.
I think everybody thinks any cities within a state are right next to each other.
Yeah, they got
to
be right next to each other.
Oh, yeah. Savannah, Atlanta, they're just right.
Georgia.
I'm in Georgia.
Yeah. I don't know if he just misread the text when I initially asked him about it, because 8 kind of looks like 9, and I don't know if he just skimmed over it.
The problem is he's a guy.
He's a dude.
Yeah.
And he's 21.
I don't know. I really don't know. So hopefully this weekend it will definitely happen. We're way more all over it than we were this past weekend, apparently.
All right. Ooh. Good luck. I hope it happens this weekend for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Tracy thinks that the virtual listener that called us Friday with the inheritance story was just a big BSer.
Really?
Yeah, because a couple of the numbers that she gave us don't work today. So she was BSing us. Just wanted to be on the radio. This was Casey on Friday, and he was very excited.
We are going in to have my first baby boy.
What is the game plan for you once you're in the delivery room? You're going to be checking things out, or are you going to be hiding behind the sheet?
I think I'm going to be all up in it, man. I think I'm ready to check it out. I say that I might
be careful what you ask for.
Be face down on the floor, but.
All right, that was Casey on Friday. Hey, Casey.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey, man. How did it go, dude?
Still going.
Oh,
still going.
You're kidding.
I'm talking to you live from the lobby of Northside Hospital.
Oh, is that right? I've been there
a
couple times.
Is your wife in labor right now?
She is. Yeah, actually, by that last call, I had to excuse myself at the room because she had a couple big contractions there, and I know it's a family show, so I had to clear the room there for a second.
How long has she been in labor?
Well, what time is it now? She's coming up on 11 hours, something like that.
Oh, God.
And they were inducing this, right? So they knew exactly where it started and all. 11 hours.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And your producer called, and I, you know, I got signed off from the wife. She's a huge Bird Show fan. She said, go ahead and do it.
Nice.
So, give them the update, but get your butt back in here.
Yeah. Why don't you go back in there?
Go back. Good luck. Tell her good luck.
Yeah. Good luck. Okay. And, you know, when things settle down, give us a call. Let us know everything went okay.
Will do, guys. Take care.
All right, man.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Whoa, 11 hours.
He sounded tired.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what she sounds like.
She's beat. 11 hours of
you
doing
think
that.
No, speed it up. If he's been up all night, she could just hustle through that so he could get some sleep.
She could have been a little more courteous about the show, and timed it better for us. What's the matter with her? She's not loyal.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.